question of risk management carries basically also the state self-insured, if I understand
the
it, to a certain degree.
For the most part, they're self-insured. Yeah. They carry some levels of excess insurance, and that is all done through risk management. Yes, sir.
Okay. It looks to me, from a logical standpoint, the critical period for those type of groups that are self-insuring themselves is a startup period till their the contributions have made up a big enough pot of money to basically cover the eventuality. So there's a very crucial period in between, whatever that the size of the pot need to be. Would you see any possibility at all that to involve the state in the division of risk management in such a scheme at all, where the state could be used to a certain degree till it becomes self-sustaining as a partner?
There has been one example of that, and that's MICA. That's when the doctors and hospitals had trouble finding medical malpractice insurance, and the state put forward some seed money to help them get rolling. And they're basically an insurer, I mean, just like any other insurer, except that the corporation, that entity, was created by the state. Their board of directors is appointed by the governor.
Maybe we should look a little bit in that direction, too. I'm sorry, didn't get to you, so there.
Let's see. I believe, just like the chairman, that you know, this piece of legislation, I agree with it in concept. You know, and I have a whole bunch of questions on this. I'm not going to, you know, go into it right now. But and you know, I think that dealing with this issue, it seems like from just listening to what's going on now, that you would need a degree in economics. That's the way it sounds.
I don't have one.
Well, but you don't have the answers either. You know, so. You know, how can, like, to me it seemed like we were allowing insurance companies in the state, you know, that define their own rules. They'll come in if they want to, if, you know, and it looks like you said, if they get a market share. You know, so why shouldn't we be doing some of these things that keep money in the state? You know, we talk about economic development, small business. You know, insurance problems are some of the biggest problems at these sounds.
We don't see a problem with having them form in the state. We'd like to have them form in the state. The trouble is that in order to provide the kinds of insurance that they want to provide, you have to have a basic level of backup. And most of these companies that are little groups that want to form don't have that. They don't have a spread. Insurance works on a principle of spreading the risk as far out as you can get it. That way, if you do get a loss, you can sustain, you can bear that, because there's enough people in there in that pot to keep the whole thing going, to keep it solid, to keep it healthy.
Yeah, I think that's why, you know, we're in the situation we're in now, is because of that and because of the fraud that went on in insurance. I mean, we're being penalized for some
right.
of that. You know, I know there was fraud.
Well, except that fraud as a single identified piece of the whole pot is not the principal problem that we've had with insurance. The principal problem, frankly, has been over competition. The insurers were cutting their rates in the mid-early 80s, were cutting their rates below what was reasonable, and they were doing it through devices that weren't always detectable. They had filed rate levels that were probably adequate, but they were cutting those things just so that they'd have the cash flow coming through.
So what was the problem of finding insurers? How come we couldn't find insurers?
Because they don't want to come into a state that's as small as this, because there's already an existing market share. And for a company to come in and try to get another piece of that market, they aren't willing to do it.
We're just too small a pie.
He agrees with me on that. I mean, there are a lot of areas where we do agree.
But the way you overcome that, Ed, is just what you're saying. You let everybody in the pie form their own operation, take on a little risk themselves. And the wild thing is, you're going to find out in most pies, you got a pretty big piece of the action around here. If I could just take the bar owners and have them each kick in $1,000, at 2,000 bar owners, that's $2 million.
There is a risk retention group that is looking to insure
the
bar owners.
Their worst year on history is about $350,000 loss in 25 years of experience. And yet the premiums that they were being offered for just third-party liability coverage for the average bar was $8,000 to $10,000 a year. and they were told that this was caused by the claims that had been filed. Think what you could do if you just got $1,000 apiece from every license holder in the state. Within a period of about 3-4 years, they'd never have to pay another premium again. The interest income alone would take care of the worst case scenario that they'd ever had on record.
The trouble is when you've got a small group to start with, you can have something that goes the other way.
Well, sure.
For example,
you had a big loss.
As you all recall, we had the problem during that crisis with providing daycare coverage. And frankly, we're probably ahead of most states in that arena. But in looking at the loss ratios that the insurers had, there were 8 total losses, but those losses were 13 times the amount of premium that was collected. And that's the danger that you have with something like this.
Mm-hmm.
With all this dialogue, I'm starting to forget my question, so...
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's okay. I like the dialogue. But one issue, too, is the hospital in my district. You know, it's insurance is just getting too high, and they want to do something, you know. I think they're in line with some of the smaller cities hospitals like Cordova, some of the other areas too, for the malpractice insurance. And you know, I know a lot has gone on in judiciary and such, but you know, I'd like maybe if we could have this dialogue, you know, verbatim, and then I know that the House research request probably had missed it. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, well, one more, then we talk off.
I just have one comment. See, I guess there's another thing, another item that really isn't being brought up. There are many businesses in the state that are totally bare of insurance at this time. Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about trying to protect that individual out there, they're already exposed. If you've got major industries and businesses in this state right now that you know are bare and not covering insurance, and they wind up with a claim or a liability out there, and forces them out of business, you've jeopardized the individual one way or the other. But if those businesses were, well, sure you have.
How?
If you have a bar, well, let's face it, if you have a bar, and there are many bars in the state who are going bare, they have no insurance at all.
But the going bare is his choice.
Well, okay, that's very true. But if you allow him and his neighbor, who is also a bar owner, to pull their revenues, what difference is it if they're going bare without insurance or pulling some money together to pay some of those claims or liability that's out there? It's a risk one way or the other. Because the end result is going to be the same. If there's claims in excess of what they don't have, they may go out of business anyway.
I guess the thing that I would see is I think that they're just as unlikely to put the money up the pool. I mean, if they've elected at this point to go bare and not purchase insurance for a variety of reasons, including cost, which is certainly significant, I'm not so sure they're going to put money up to do it anyway, because they're not so sure that it's their loss that's going to be paid out of that pot.
Well, that's very true, but shouldn't we at least try to give them another option so that they may decide to form pools and cover themselves?
What happens when the guy does that and then finds that all the money that's been contributed in the pot has gone to somebody else's loss?
Well, that's the risk those people take if they decide to get together and form their own pool. They've taken on that risk.
But see, even back when this whole principle started with Ben Franklin, what they did is when they were pooling the money, they were placing a limit on it. And this doesn't necessarily assure that you'll place a limit. You may collect $100,000, mm-hmm. and because you've got $100,000 in the pot, you say, hey, we expect that not to cover one $100,000 loss, but 10 $10,000 losses. Those are the kinds of things that are addressed in the insurance code now. It places those kinds of limitations. It does have a financial base to start from. Mm-hmm. There are exceptions in Chapter 75. 2175 provides for other mechanisms for forming some of these pools that you're talking about. But those are subject to regulation. And they do look to the kind of thing where you don't have one policyholder out there with no coverage at all because he just happened to get there last.
I think Representative Collins had a remark or something.
I was going to say some of the people are going bare and probably wouldn't get insurance because they're not being sued. Because the people won't take the cases. I mean, one of the people that I was working with in my office was hit by a drunk driver who didn't have insurance. He couldn't get an attorney to go after the guy or the bar because the bar didn't have any insurance either. So the I think there's probably some indication there that they wouldn't accept any coverage because they're better
fault.
Off.
Attorneys are only in it for the money, and if there's nothing there, then
that's right, and that's exactly it.
If they aren't in it for the money, there's no other way they can be in it.
Well, I think we're going to knock off here. What I like to do is next week, as soon as we can, continue. And I think
I'll have some writing for you by that too.
Okay. If you two could, Mr. Koch and Mr. Taylor, could work together a little bit on some of the details. I think, personally, I would be less interested in the philosophical discussions about insurance and what's happening, but I think I'm very interested in some of the technical and legal details in regards to those groups which we have identified as problematic. Mm-hmm. And if we can continue the next session in that direction, maybe we get someplace. We adjourn at 4:46.
I had to get one little bit.